Well, women who suffer domestic violence from their partner need a place to go. It's hard, and it's even harder for Indigenous women in remote areas. Dr. Kylie Cripps is lead author in a report released today by the Australian Housing and Research Institute about the struggle faced by domestic violence victims, Indigenous domestic violence victims, to find adequate and safe housing. Dr. Cripps spoke to The Wire's Malvika Hemanth.
It became apparent that for Indigenous women, there are a number of reasons why our experience of housing in domestic and family violence is more acute, in the sense that there are a number of intersectional issues that make accessing housing more difficult. So those issues relate, firstly, that trying to access the private rental market is incredibly difficult. If you're an Aboriginal person, we had women that had attempted to access the private rental market, applied online, had turned up at the rental office, and when the real estate office realised they were Aboriginal, suddenly the house is no longer available. So the only housing place that they could rely on for accommodation was the public system. And as many would know, the public system has long waiting lists and a big situation of a shortage of supply. So there is a situation where, you know, you've got high demand and not enough supply in terms of houses.
Could you provide an example of, say, what an Indigenous woman who has faced domestic violence would do or has done?
Yeah, absolutely. This particular woman had lost her children as a consequence of domestic and family violence. They were in the child protection system as a result of the violence, being homeless and as a result of the violence. So in this situation, to get her children back, which was what her priority was to get the children back, she had been told by child protection that she had to prove that she was, one, no longer using drugs and alcohol, which was a feature of the relationship, that there was an expectation by the partner that she would use drugs and alcohol with him. And then two, that she would no longer be involved with the ex-partner. That three, that she would have suitable housing. That meant that they would have enough bedrooms for herself and her children, and that it would be housing that was a safe place. So it wouldn't be in proximity to her ex-partner. It would be a safe place. And four, the other criteria was that she would have a job. So she had to meet all of these criteria to get her children back. She had been on a public housing wait list at that time when we interviewed her for 2 years. She'd been excluded from the private rental market because she was Aboriginal. Her last interaction with child protection about getting her children back broke her heart. And these are her words. They told me, your children are settled now. Perhaps you should just move and start a new life somewhere else. This lady went on to say, they are my kids. I am their mother. I want to be there for them. I just need a house. This is the circumstances of this research. There are many women in these circumstances where they've lost their children because they've been a victim of domestic and family violence. They haven't been able to secure housing. They want to get their children back. And there's been these new timeframes applied in all of the states and territories now around how long children can be in out-of-home care. And the maximum time is 2 years. So what that means is if mum hasn't been able to meet the requirements of child protection within 2 years, then she will not get those children back. They will be permanently put out to care.
Is it even harder for Indigenous women in remote areas who have experienced domestic violence to attain adequate housing?
Absolutely, because again, just as the housing, you know, we have shortage of supply of housing in urban and regional areas, that is even more acute in the remote locations. And so many women in these contexts, their options, you know, were to wait for a house to be available, which could take years, or to move to a regional or urban environment.
How does policy now need to change?
We need to look at policy in terms of where it's failing, where the policy disconnects are. There has been improvement, don't get me wrong. There has been quite a bit of improvement in terms of services working better together, but it's not always the case in all areas. And we need to do better in that area. We need to make sure that, particularly in the area of housing, that housing and child protection in particular prioritise talking to each other, that the decisions of one department don't unduly affect the decisions of another department that mean that women won't get their children back in the context of domestic and family violence.
Dr. Kylie Cripps, Senior Lecturer in the Law Faculty at the University of New South Wales. She was speaking to The Wire's Malvika Hayman.